Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program, which is indeed a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker, and I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes, that is. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. Now, I want to say something to you, and before I do, let's invite God into this spiritual component tonight. Lord, we thank you for all of your blessings. Thank you for being with us. Be with us tonight as I present this word, and hopefully it will be, and prayerfully, receptive to your people. These and other blessings, we thank you in the name of the Father and the Son. Amen. Now, you know, tonight we're talking about progressing in your spiritual life. Progressing in your spiritual life. We just came off of the series of The Order of Man to Make Him Whole, where we talked about the spiritual connection. We talked about the mental, the physical, the emotional, financial, the educational. And there are certainly other components of that. We talked about tic-tac-toe, progressing in your spiritual life. Progressing in your spiritual life. I think that this is so important that we recognize this. And the fact of the matter is, if you're not growing, then in your spiritual life and other things around you are not prospering as well, there needs to be something, you know, there needs to be an evaluation done. I would strongly encourage you to say, hey, let me do an evaluation on my life. Let me find out what is going on. maybe you have not gotten that spiritual connection going in your life. It's not God's fault. If you're living in a country where there's opportunity, say America or London or other countries where there's opportunity, there's resources. And if you're just being lazy, that's one thing. If you're just being lazy, I mean, that's one thing, but if there seems to be like in developing countries, like maybe Africa, parts of Africa, where it's very difficult, then that might be something else. And I don't know yet how to, well, I think one of the ways in which we're supposed to take part in that is we are supposed to be our brother's keeper. And we're supposed to be actually out there doing some things to help our brother out. And so oftentimes we get so caught up in our own personal lives that we don't really think about the next person. And believe it or not, we're going to be held accountable for that. If we're not going to go out here and do things to help people out, you can be assured, we are going to be held accountable for that. It becomes all of our responsibilities to take the initiative to help our brothers out, because these are our brothers and sisters around the world. Even in developing countries, maybe they're not as advanced in certain things that we are. Well, you know what? It's not their fault. It's not their fault. Maybe the lay people, there are things that they aren't able to do. You know, maybe their hands are tied. Maybe it's government influence or interference. But I can tell you this, God is going to hold us accountable for the things that are not being done to help our brothers and our sisters out from around the world. So we certainly have an obligation. And that obligation is to see that we get something done to help each other out. Now, let me begin by saying the first order of things is getting yourself together. That's first and foremost. Getting yourself together, that's first and foremost. Because if you're not able to get yourself together, how can you truly help somebody else get him or herself together? You must be able to get yourself together first. That is a must. Get yourself together, because when you do, I can assure you, it's going to make all the difference in the world when you've gotten yourself together. And I do know that God, if once you are blessed, then it becomes your responsibility. It becomes our responsibility to bless someone else. I believe that this is what God expects of us, and this is also a test of us and a test from us to see if we're going to actually do what we're supposed to be doing to help spread the word of God by showing. This is only one of our tests that we go through in life. And I believe that life is a series of tests. And as we go through life, we're going to be going through a series of tests. And it's designed, I believe, to lead us to the kingdom of God. We're talking tonight in terms of progressing in your spiritual life. That's what we're talking about tonight, progressing in your spiritual life. And if you're not making progress in your spiritual life, if there's a reason to ask why. If you're not making progress in your other components of life, if you're feeling that there's a void out here, that there is a void, something is wrong. And it may be that you have everything else going for you, but for some reason you just don't have that spiritual part connected, or the financial part, or something. Then you know what? It's something going on. Maybe you're not making the right moves. Maybe you're not making the right decisions in your life. Maybe it can be, this is something that many of you all will probably frown upon, but are you growing even in your church? Are you growing in your church? I think that that is very important, that we grow in our church. I'm going to pause for about 10 seconds, and I want you to think about that. All right, now we're back. I hope that you have thought about that. Are you growing? Is your church teaching you things that are spiritual? And are you seeing things actually manifest in your life where you say, well, my goodness, you know, God is, these things that are happening are enhancing and enriching my faith in God, because things are happening in such a way, it's like the windows of heaven are opening up, and there's so many blessings that are being poured out that there's just not room enough to receive it. And the Bible tells us that this is how it will be, that God will open up, in Malachi 3:8, read that. God will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I know that that's the case. That is the case. So we have to, I think one of the things that we have to do, when we talk about the progress in our spiritual life, the question becomes, are we growing? Are we growing? What are we doing to grow, not only spiritually? But see, to me, once you start to grow spiritually, and I place emphasis on this because I think everything starts with that spiritual connection, because we are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I think that that's where everything starts first, that human experience. And so when you look at that, that everything else according to the Bible should fall into place. And all things work together for good to those that love God. And so when we have that spiritual connection, we're feeding that spiritual person by studying God's word. That's how you feed that spiritual person. You know, meditation, even meditate. Take time out of your busy schedule in the course of the day. Even if you start with 5 minutes, But start meditating and just meditate on trying to say, well, you know what? Even if you're not reading the Bible, start meditating where you sit somewhere quietly or and you're at a park. You're looking at the beauty of nature. And you begin to say, well, you know what? God, I want to be in touch with you. My creator, I want to be in touch with you. I know that things are so perfectly designed. You know, and we're here on this planet for a short span of time. We don't know what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. And God, I just want to be in touch with you. You know, I mean, get into that part. I want to get in touch with you. And as I get in touch with you, I will also be in touch with my reality side. And that's what we have to do. We begin to realize, you know, the importance of being in touch with our reality side. And that's what it comes down to being all about. Being in touch with our reality side. And that is a very good thing. That is a very, very remarkable thing, to be in touch with our reality side. So how do we do that? Meditate. I'm out. You may hear some wind in the background. I'm out among nature right now. And I'm looking, and as I talk to you about meditation, I'm looking out here and saying, this is absolutely beautiful. You know, there's the water. There's an area. And I'm not saying this to promote anything about me, you know, or where I am at this point. But I'm just telling you, there's nothing I'm doing that you can't even do or go to enjoy somewhere. And I'm just telling you, you know, when you see the sun, look at a sunrise. Now, is that going to cost you anything where you are? Look at a sunrise, meditate, and say, my God, you know, or my Father, my Creator, my Redeemer, my Savior, whatever that relationship is with Him, you know, call it out. And just, you know, let Him know that you appreciate. He knows how beautiful His planet is. He knows. But He wants us to also let Him know how we appreciate it. I appreciate it every day, no matter what the weather is. You know, and as I look over the greenery, how green it is, you know, how places, man has come along and He's given us dominion to take care of things. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you, no matter what your situation is, start changing the mindset of how you think. You start meditating. And see, God is about progress. God is. God is about, the God that I serve is about progress, about creation and recreation and multiplying. And see, God wants to bless your life in so many ways until it's just unbelievable. You know, God is not limited as to what He can do. He's not, which means He's not limited as to what He can do for you. But you got to believe. You got to come from outside of that box that you're in, living in that, in a box with your mindset, being around the same people day in and day out with the, expecting different results. Or complaining, you know, stop complaining. And I don't mean to sound hard. I mean to give a message of love and hope. You know, don't complain. You know, just be grateful for everything. Okay, you may have some unexpected expenses. Just say, God, thank you, you know, that I've got a job. I can pay for these things. You know, you're eating every day. You know, you're sleeping. You've got someplace to sleep. There are so many people out here whose circumstances and situations, I can assure you, are much different than yours. They're much different than yours. When you think that you are your worst off, there's somebody out there, I can assure you, that's got it worse than what you have it. And so, you know, so start giving thanks. And then go from there as to make a decision and say, God, I want to help somebody out. And you know what? Don't wait until... You know, there's a story that's told about a couple that was dating, and the woman wanted to get married. They're now in their late 20s. Well, they've been dating for 4 years, and the woman wants to live, right? She doesn't want to live with having sex outside of marriage, which she has been doing. But it's bothering her consciousness. It's bothering her spirit. And she's constantly saying to the man, I want to get married. I want to live right. you know, we're both in our late 20s, 28. They're both 28. And she says, I want to get married. I want to do right. And he's saying to her, well, baby, not now. And she says, when? He says, when I get us all together, when I can get, you know, she said, well, you said that, you know, after you got your master's degree, your graduate degree, you know, we went to college and we met in college, and now you've done your master's, and I thought it was time. She's saying to him, I thought it was time to start a family so we can grow together. And he says, well, baby, it is coming. You just hold on. A little while long, I want to make sure that I'm in the right job. And she says, well, you're already working on a job. You know, he says, yeah, but it's not the right job that I want. So you just hang on in there. And she says, well, honey, you can, we can hang in there together as we're married. You know, as we're married, we can do these things together. And he says, no, no, baby, I think that marriage will hold us back, you know, because I want to go on. Well, you know, you got to take stock in this story. What is he really telling her? Is he saying to her, I don't really, you know, I don't really want to marry you? Is he really being genuine with her that, you know, one day I will marry you? What is he doing? When oftentimes when somebody's really in love with you, and unless, you know, of course there's always extenuating circumstances, and, you know, neither of these people have been married. And I mean, if he really truly loves her, he wants to make her happy. And so the story goes on. So, you know, there's some questions I want you to think about. What is he really saying? So as the story goes on, and follow this, please, as the story goes on, she puts pressure on him. Another 2 years have passed by. You know, he hasn't changed jobs anywhere, still has an income. They're not living together. And she's saying now, they're both 30, and she's saying, you know, I want to get married. And he says, baby, not now. Let's just hold on. We're having a great time together. We're having a real good time together. And everything is going to be all right. Well, sometimes, see, in life, we're saying the same thing to God. We're saying, God, I'm going to come and I'm going to accept you when I stop drinking, you know, when I stop being an alcoholic. And I'm not condemning anybody that drinks. That's your lifestyle. But you're trying to make a pact with God, and you're saying, God, when I get off these drugs, I'm going to come and I'm going to worship you. I'm going to serve you, God. And I know that I'm going to get this. Hold on. Don't give up on me, God. You know, just don't give up on me. Because, God, you know I love you. And I'm gonna come off of these drugs one day. God, I'm gonna, you know, God, I don't want to be worshiping you while I'm smoking cigarettes. I'm not condemning anybody who's doing their thing. That's their lifestyle. That's their choices. But, see, we make all kinds of issues. God, I'm going to come and worship you when I can stop sleeping around with these five women that I got. You know, God, I'm going to worship you when I can break away from the affair that I'm having on my husband. You know, all sorts of things. God, I'm gonna come to you, God, as soon as I can. You know, I'm going to start worshiping you. I'm going to start going to church. God, when I go out and buy me a suit. You know, we can find all sorts of excuses. All sorts of excuses. But just like that young lady said to the man, she said, we can do this now. We can do this together. You can still work on what you need to work on while we are married. But we're living right in the sight of God. And see, that God will bless our covering. God will bless us. She says, and the timeline is of such. And you see, in this story, it has a very sad ending. You see, that lady waited 6 years, and finally this man came out, and he told her that he is already involved in another relationship, and he's engaged to be married because that young lady is pregnant. No, she's already given birth to his kid, and the kid is 2 years old. You see, so even while he had her string along, he had went out there and started a family, something that young lady wanted, something she wanted, you know, to start with him. He deceived her, had her hanging on thinking that one day, it was going to be her. One day, it was going to be them. One day, they were going to have a family. But see, she held on and with her life, hoping for him that one day, they would be together in holy matrimony. She held on for 4 years, not just four, she held on for six. And he finally, being pressured by the woman that he was engaged to, had to come out and tell him he's in love with somebody else. She's already had his kid. The kid is 2 years old. Now you just imagine how this woman felt that put her life on hold for this man for so many years. Well, I can tell you it does have, it's a very sad ending, very sad ending. But you know, I can tell you this, that God will never fail you. God does not falter, and he does not fail. When he says, I will be with you through it all, God means what he says, and he says what he means. And you know, God says you don't have to wait till you stop drinking. You don't have to wait till you're off of drugs. You don't have to wait until you stop hanging out with those five women. You don't have to wait till you stop an affair with the man that you're involved in. He says, you can accept me right now. We can do this together. We can do this together. You see, the longer you wait, the longer you begin to put it off, the longer the progress that you have, that covering that God wants to give you, the longer that you wait, the longer it's going to take. And then you may get down there, and all of a sudden, 10 years have passed. God has been waiting. And then you just realize, you know what? God, I can't do this. But see, now you're thinking, and sort of speak, that you know what? It's almost as if you're not even thinking about God anymore because you've become so complacent in your life. See, this man with the woman who he had waiting, he no longer was really thinking about her. If he were thinking about her, he would have told her the truth a long time ago, that he really wasn't in love with her. He was using her. But you know something? You know, part of it is her fault as well, because she needs to take stock. And if you're listening out there, and if you're in a relationship, whether you're a man or woman, boy or girl, and you have been in that relationship for a long time and you're of the right age, and of course to listen to any of my shows, you got to be 18 or older anyway, then you know what? Don't let somebody drag you along or string you along, as they say. Don't let them do that. Ask God to give you the strength, you know, before somebody that you've been holding on to for so long decides to break your heart when they have already channeled their heart somewhere else. And then they're playing between you and that other person. That could be a man or it could be a woman. There's no discrimination there. And I'm just telling you, take stock of what's going on. Be mindful. Be mindful, because it does not have to be that way. And I can tell you this, making progress in your spiritual life. And see, if you accept God right where you are, and you can do this together, you can do it even better because he's with you. You can do it together because he's got your back. And you know, you can do this, and he says, let me tell you something. I know it's hard, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to go back out there. When you accept me, you're more than likely going to go back out there, you're going to do some drugs. More than likely, when you accept me, you're going to go out there and you're going to still be involved in that affair. More than likely, you're going to still be hanging out with those women. But he says, just keep growing. Keep growing. Keep growing. And how you grow, how do you grow spiritually? You start studying his word. And then the closer that you start getting to Christ, the closer you start getting to him, the less the world becomes dimmer. It doesn't seem as bright anymore. And that woman who's having that affair with the man, as she gets closer to Christ, not what somebody else is telling her, but she's hearing and she's reading it and she's studying for herself. As she gets closer to him, she starts to feel, you know, that his spirit is saying, you're better than this. You're better than having an affair with somebody that's not your husband. You're better than having an affair with somebody that's not your wife. He says, you're better than this. I created you to have dominion. I gave you power. I gave you strength. You can break this thing. And he says, together we can do this. Together we can do this because I will connect my power to you and give you the strength. But it's your free will. It's up to you to ask me for that. And you see, we can do it together. The same thing that the young lady was trying to tell the man. We can do this together. We can do it together. He wasn't listening because he had a different agenda. Well, God is listening to you. He doesn't have a separate agenda. His agenda is you. He wants you to be saved. God has a better world for you than this world, even the, what you think is the best in this world. God has a world that man can't even imagine what that's like. You can't even imagine how beautiful his world that he has created. I'm telling you, he's into recreating. He's into rejuvenating. And God is telling you, he says, let's do this thing together. Accept me as your personal savior right now. But feed that spiritual person. And see, oftentimes when people, they start to listen to the word of God, and they may go to church on occasion, but what's happening is they're not exercising their faith. They're not making progress. And I say to you, take stock. It's not the church. It's you. The temple of God is within you. And if you're not making that progress that you need to be making, you need to take stock right now. And if you're not learning from where you are in your environment, no matter if that's your church, then you need to make some decisions. You make some decisions as to where you need to be for your growth. Because sometimes people are going around and around and around in that same circle where there is just no growth. And so where there is no growth, it's just like the people, the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. And so I can assure you that you can have this vision where when you connect with the Word of God, you can have this vision when you unite with Him. You can have this vision when you put your power with His power. You can have this vision. You can have it. And I'm telling you, you can have the strength. You can overcome. You can do what you need to do to get there. God will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. I'm telling you, the enemy is going to come at you. When you accept him right where you are, the enemy is going to come at you, and the enemy is going to want to destroy you. The enemy is going to want to just, you know, take you apart because he's going to be mad that you are trying to give your life and that you really want to get up off of things and you want to really have that close relationship with him. The enemy is not going to be happy with that. But I can assure you, he that is within you, that's God, is greater than he that is in the world. And that's the enemy that wants to divide, conquer, and destroy you. But I tell you, you're not going to let that happen. Because you know what? You're going to change your thought process. You're going to change the way that you act. You're going to change the associations that you keep, that company that you keep. Your spiritual life, it has to start there. You've got to make that progress in your spiritual life. Feed that spirit man. Feed that spirit woman. Feed that spirit young man. Feed that spirit young woman. And watch God begin to glow and manifest things in your life that are beyond your wildest imagination. I'm not just telling you something that I've read about. I'm not just telling you something that I've heard. I'm telling you stuff that I've experienced in my own life. It starts with how you think. We're out of time tonight, but think about making progress in your spiritual life. Join us. As I trust the program has been a blessing to you as it has to me. And if it has, pick up the phone, call somebody, let them listen to the archives. And, of course, join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, where it's all about relationships. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, back here with looking for you, next Friday from 7 to 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Until Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.